When we talked about Candlemas in preparation, I said, don't you think it's a bit odd that we turn the lights out in the middle of the day? But we remembered that our church is dark enough that it still has that wonderful effect. So for those of you who don't like dark wood, today is a day when we can celebrate and rejoice in it. We find ourselves in this moment in time, in an in-between time. Just as was revealed to us in the reading. It's a time when standing between the past and the future is what is important and celebrated and discovered. When we hear the story this morning, we hear of two people who are wise and of great age and who have seen a lot in their lives. And they've been waiting. Simeon has been waiting for this moment all his life. And when he first speaks, he talks about the history, what has happened in the past to bring Israel and the world to that place in that time. And so he sort of looks back and brings them to that moment. Imagine what that moment was like for Mary and Joseph. After all the excitement and turmoil and all those people coming to visit their baby, it must have been very confusing and also rather celebratory. And then to bring Jesus to the temple for a blessing, for purification, as was the custom. They were doing what they were supposed to do. Unlike us now in these days when we have a baptism, which is, you know, our equivalent, we have more people here, and we're celebrating, and it's a big deal. In those days, it was just a normal thing. You were there with everybody else, and you just brought your child in with your sacrifice, and no one particularly made a fuss, except this time. Because Simeon knew it was the moment. Simeon knew it was the child because he had been paying attention to history that brought them to that time. And Anna knew it was the child, and she looks forward to the future and proclaims with greatness. She's the one that goes out in the streets and tells everyone about what the future will bring. So it's a moment for them to pause a little bit, a moment of sort of, you know, when you're watching a YouTube video and the phone rings and you hit pause. Or a movie, or whatever it is. It's a pause moment, and that was their pause moment, because they would go off and carry on, and Jesus would grow and become an adult and claim his ministry. So we stand in that pause moment in a way too, in several different manners. In our world, the church used to be popular. I've been told stories of when people used to line up down Elgin Street to get into Sunday school. Imagine. I can't, actually. And yet we don't know where we're going. The church is changing, life is changing, society is changing. But we don't know where we're going to be, what we're going to be like, what our new sense of ourselves will be. We're in a pause moment. In this community, we're in a pause moment. You've had a past that's been all sorts of filled with all sorts of things, good and bad and some indifferent and some peaceful and some full of turmoil. And there's a future to look forward to, but we together are now in a pause moment to claim what we've had before and to look forward together. A few of us spent some time the last couple of days with Sam Wells at St. Matthew's in the Glebe. And Sam is the vicar of St. Martin in the Fields in Trafalgar Square in London. And he took us through three different talks with discussion groups following. And he started and kind of talked about how we are, what we've been like over the years in a way. And then the second talk was about how we interact now and what our values are, really. And then he took us to a third talk that went places none of us expected. I have never been at a workshop like that, where when you got together with your group the third time, every single person I talked to said, "How did he get there? How did we get here? That was amazing. how do we go from there to here, and where are we going anyway? And it was a delightful example of exactly what we need to do in this pause moment. He talked about the future. One of his analogies was being a very bright light. Sort of like pretend you're a deer in the headlights, that kind of bright light. And when we look at the future sometimes, it is so bright and shiny and full of possibility that it blinds us. We'd have no idea. We get confused and it's hard and we don't know where to go because we can't see clearly. And he talked about taking a moment to maybe turn around and put your back to the future, the light, and keep walking. Don't stop walking towards the future. But look at what you've come from. Claim the past. Claim the good. Claim the bad. Claim the things you want to do. Claim the things you never want to do again. As a group, as a community, as an individual. And then once you've done that, you can face the light again with a different kind of vision. Because your peripheral vision has been opened up as well. And you know not to look right into the light, but perhaps to the edges. Because that's where we're challenged always, is the edges. So I like to call this time a dreaming time. Now some of you are probably dreaming because you may be having a nap right now, and that's okay. But a dreaming time, not that kind of daydream. You know what a daydream? A daydream is almost always something when you're sitting there and you'd rather be somewhere else. That may be what you're experiencing right now, and that's fine too. You would maybe rather be somewhere else, and you're having a daydream about Cuba, perhaps, or somewhere you're going to. But I'm not talking about that kind of dream. I'm talking about an actual dream. A dream of where and how and who we want to be. A time of dreaming together. When was the last time in this parish you had an opportunity to dream? To really dream. I don't mean sort of, oh, won't it be great when that person leaves? Or won't it be great when that person comes? Well, too late, I'm here now. But that's what I mean, we're here now. We're in a time of dreaming together. This is exactly where we need to be. So we can claim where we've been, where you've been, and also look to where we will go. It needs to be intentional. It needs to be wide-ranging, and we need to be freed up from all the things that keep us from dreaming. And so it's a great opportunity in our society. I am so glad I am part of the church now, and not 30 or 40 years ago, and not in 30 or 40 years, although I might still be. Now is an exciting time to dream, because we have all sorts of opportunities that we used to take for granted and we don't have anymore. And so we can stand in this place together and intentionally decide where we will go, what we will do. And that's like Jesus, today in the temple. His parents, shocked and surprised about finding themselves there, perhaps with these great wise people claiming how wonderful this baby is. And being reminded that as beautiful and as wonderful as his birth has been, his future will pierce their souls too. No matter what we do, it won't necessarily be easy. There'll be times of grief and times of joy. But the important thing is to do it together, to do it intentionally, and to walk forward into the light of the future. At the end of the reading, it says, "The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." As we dream, as we walk together, may indeed we grow and become strong, filled with wisdom, and may the favor of God rest upon us. Amen.